This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, back again with the overview of what's going on your family farm and lots of other family farms all around the country, here to support you, bringing in family info, the food, the farm, all these things go together, especially in an era of soaring prices. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity on my farm, on your farm, on all of the family farms around the country for a couple of different reasons. We all know, as you look around every day, whether it's in a newspaper, you're watching something on the news, or you're listening to a conversation about what's going on in your world, you know that the prices are soaring in the food stores, in the grocery stores. So how do you, as a family farmer, combat that? You don't have the same expense that the grocery stores do because they're having all their food shipped in from God knows where. So the price of diesel has gone up. There's a couple of different ancillary sides to the story. Many farmers, probably not the family farmers, but the big farmers are benefiting because what's going on now is a big move for railroads and big trucking companies to use biodiesel. And the airlines are beginning to look at it as well. So this is going to cut down at least the cost. We all know cost of diesel now where I am. I just ran out my tanks on the farm, $6 a gallon. And this is, you know, how are we going to sustain ourselves? And so you do have to pay for that to work the tractors on the farm, but it's not the crazy expense of shipping things all around the country in a diesel-powered truck or a locomotive. So this is where you benefit. You promote the fact, and I'm doing this on my farm, that we have everything local, less expensive, because there's no trucking involved. It's going to the field, picking the produce, bringing it back to the barn or to the store, and selling it. So hopefully you're taking advantage of that, and you will promote that way on social media and in whatever other way you promote the things that are on your farm. But I think this is a real opportunity, as we had a couple of years ago with the pandemic. People, when they went to the grocery store, they couldn't find things. So they rediscovered the family farm for produce and for milk, and hopefully all of that stuff is going to continue, because you look at the price of beef in the stores, Tyson beef up almost 25% as an example since earlier this year. So they can say they're gouging the people that buy the stuff, the same as the gas and oil companies are gouging you for the most part. Yeah, the costs are going up, but they're really socking it to you. So you can promote that on your farm. We're not building in extra. We're selling things to you, not like the local car dealer even, who's adding $5,000 to the sticker price. You're charging a good, reasonable price for a product that you grow and you're proud of. So hopefully that will be the hallmark of how we survive this spring and summer. I thought it was interesting also this week in the news, the White House has debuted a new internet service plan for people on family farms and in rural America. So the high-speed internet plans, service providers charge more money for you, even if they offer the service. It's going to be $30 higher than what the average person is paying. So now the government says they're going to offer this low-cost internet service. The digital divide here in our country, those who have it, those who don't. So this is called the Affordable Connectivity Program, the ACP. Don't you love the government? They always come up with these euphemisms. It's a $30 a month charge. And for those who need, there are people that are on various government programs that get it even cheaper than that. But this is mandated for Verizon, Comcast, Charter. The reporters that I've read who covered the story, there are actually 20 different program providers that are bringing in this service. Some are just charging $30 a month. Some are taking $30 a month off the cost. But know it and feel good about the fact that you ought to be able to pretty soon, for those of you who are in really rural areas that don't have service, you'll get it. The so-called net neutrality problem that happened in the last administration, which wasn't friendly for farmers, being somehow or other corrected, at least to a point. The USDA Rural Development Operation, accepting applications now for individuals and families seeking to purchase or repair your home and your barns. If you're in rural America, this is another program for you. Now, I'm not much of a believer in government programs, frankly, but if they're there, you ought to use them. The money ought to be put to better use than just having Sonny Perdue give it to all of his friends, which has happened over the last 2 years when Trump was in office. A lot of farmers who love Trump, I don't know why they didn't see this or get upset about it. It's very upsetting when I look at the numbers, how much money was frittered away, lost, stolen, where farmers could have used the money. It went to other places. So now, anyway, there are new programs for purchase and repair of farms and buildings. You go to the USDA for that information. All right, so that's some of the news anyway that's affecting farming and farmers here as we begin another week of seeing what's going on. How can I help you? How can this program help you? We're going to meet someone from the Center for Native Grassland Management as a conversation coming up in a few moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about weight. There have been a lot of things the government announced this week that I think it's the FDA who's looking into approving a new pill that'll cost you $20 and you'll lose 20 pounds in a week. I'm sorry, not a week, but over the course of a month. So that's great, wonderful, be a big help. Are you on an exercise program? Are you watching what you're eating? You're losing weight. But then when you're all done with that, what are you going to do to keep it off? Here's the help. This is the most significant help anywhere. Comes from an all-natural product called Calitrin. Family business, a doctor and his nurse. I don't think this, it may be these folks, Randy and Lisa, who are the ones that were the founders of Calitrin. I think they're husband and wife. At any rate, the research has provided you now with three ways to be able to use Calitrin. There's the traditional capsule. There is liquid, and now there's a powdered form that you can mix with water or juice every night before you go to bed and have it. That's another option. You can have any or all of these. When you buy the product at toploss.com, and the Mother's Day special ends this week, obviously, because we've been through Mother's Day, so they gave it another week. Buy three, get three free. You can buy powders, capsules, liquid, mix them all together if you want, try them. But I will tell you one thing, guaranteed. You will keep the weight. It'll help you go through your program to lose the weight. And then with these ingredients, these all natural ingredients, you'll lose the weight. Keep it off, which after the hard work of losing it, is the reward is you keep it off using Calitrin. So how about it? Call them, or better yet, go online to toploss.com. Currently, they have a limited supply of the new powder, but you can get it, get the other items, and ensure that your weight loss is going to be permanent and successful. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. When you check out, get free shipping and other discounts using the code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stefan, for this week, our focus in part is on the grasses that you grow, what's there for the native grasses, the management of it on your farm. I have pasture land, so I'm very interested in this because my cows are not in a feedlot. They're out on pasture. Joining us now is Patrick Kaiser from the Center for Native Grasslands Management. I want to talk about how we, what I want to talk about. And what's good for the listener, hopefully, is the same thing, Patrick. First of all, are you a farm guy? You grew up on the farm? What's your story?
No, I did not. But I've been fooling around with native grasses for about 30 years now, maybe longer than that. And full-time, I focused on native grasses and how they can fit on farms for about the past 15 years in my role here at the University of Tennessee.
So, native grasses, let's get a definition, if we can. What constitutes a native grass? What are examples of native grasses?
Yeah, boy, that's a great starting point because, you know, I find that a lot of cattlemen, they consider a native grass to be whatever they didn't plant on their farm, regardless of where it comes from. But when we talk about native grasses, we're talking about grasses that have been on the North American continent since the Ice Age. We're talking about grasses that no human hand, anyway, has brought here and that naturally occur in the eastern United States. And so a very well-known example, a couple examples, are Big Bluestem, which when we think about the native rangeland of the Great Plains, that is the dominant species, but it's also a species that grows naturally throughout the eastern U.S. from Massachusetts and really southeastern Maine all the way down to Florida and west of the Great Plains. Another example that some of your listeners may have heard of is something called switchgrass. And switchgrass got a lot of attention about 10 or 15 years ago when we started looking at it as a tool to produce renewable fuels, biofuels. And so it's also a grass that grows naturally throughout the eastern United States. Both these species grow very large. They're very high yielding. And that's part of why we look at them as a forage tool.
Well, one of the things that I have done over the years, I've been around cows all my life. I've raised corn to feed them, but I've also done a lot of green chop. And I'm thinking, I've got 37 acres that I have to plant in the next week or so, and I'm thinking about what I bought for grasses to plant, fescue and some barley to make it grow fast so the weeds don't come in, and some other native grasses. But maybe I need to listen to you a little bit more so that I find some stuff that may grow better. I mean, if the soil conditions are right for the things you just described in this area, that'll help things grow even better. So for those of you who are in rural areas, got a lot of land, growing various forages for animals, we're getting to the heart and soul of that as we continue with Patrick Kaiser here from the Center for Native Grassland Management. This is the American Family Farmer.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on the American Family Farmer with Mr. Patrick Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to the, that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when we talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year. And I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres I got to plant in the next week or so, I was thinking about the bags of seed, where they came from. I pay more attention to the corn seed that I plant because I don't want it violated by any, you know, processing. I buy open pollinated seed. And is there such a thing as that for grass?
Well, you know, for the native grasses, we have a number of really mom-and-pop seed producers because the volume that's being sold is not huge. Because as you point out, so much of the grass that we grow in the eastern half of this continent are introduced species, things like orchard grass, tall fescue, and a number of others.
Clover.
Yes. And these native grasses are, again, a smaller market, and so most of them are family-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And the seed has not been through a lot of processing. Basically, what you're buying is something that maybe has had some selection. So folks have looked at different plant material growing in the wild, again, native species, and picked the ones that look most promising for forage. And those are the ones that have been increased and are grown now by these seed producers that are scattered around the eastern part of the country, as well as out into the plains. And so they're a great tool. And so recently, after 15 years of research on this here at the University of Tennessee, I put together a book, Native Grass Forages for the Eastern United States, that provides a, really just a wealth of information on these grasses because, you know, Doug, as you point out, so many people just don't realize that these things even exist,
right,
or it's even an option. And, you know, you mentioned buying seed and the hay production. Boy, I'll tell you, having a perennial, a warm season perennial like most of these species are, really can save our farmers a lot of money because you're not going out every spring and buying seed, or every fall if you're planting cool season species. But you can put these in and they'll last for decades. And so it makes it a really good tool for someone trying to produce a native forage, a high quality forage for their cattle.
So I want you a couple of times during the course of our time together here to tell us all where we can find these native grasses, because now as I'm getting ready, I've just bought a whole pallet full of seed for these fields, but now you've got me to thinking, and that's the reason you're here, to help people. I want to keep things native, original. I don't like hybrids. I don't like dealing with the big corporate guys. I just don't. I don't find it to be a rewarding experience, usually paying too much for something and you're not getting good quality. So as we continue here, we're going to pause for a few moments for some items from the local stations carrying this program. Then we'll come back with an identity on and try to repeat it a couple of times for the people that are intrigued now with what you're saying. I mean, the reason you're here and it's fascinating is because who's actually thought about these things? That's what you're doing. Professor Patrick Kaiser here on the American Family Farm.
Your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons. It's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Today is Groundhog Day, 6 more weeks of winter. Only a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil knows for sure. The announcement came in this morning.
Hear ye, hear ye! I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that they abandoned laptop at a Delaware computer repair shop during Hunter's crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. Now Hunter's lawyers are seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to weaponize its contents. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is considering the complaint. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in the city of Isfahan over the weekend, warning it reserves the right to retaliate. Lance Pry, USA News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back on the American Family Farm, another half hour of information and help for those of you on the family farm. You're interested in producing really good quality food, and that includes milk and beef, the dairy stuff, and that's what these grasses, in part, are used for. And whether it's on the American Family Farmer, 34 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer program, sort of focusing in the main on health and safety, something practical. So this is why I like to do this program, because what we have just provided is very practical information on how you can do like I've already done and can't take advantage of it. But if you have, I have tractors, Massey Ferguson 180s. I've got a half a dozen of them from the 1960s and early 70s. I have four or five Massey Ferguson 1100s from the early 70s. I have 1085s from the late 70s. I have, 42 35s. I got three or four of those that were the newest tractors I bought that came out in the 90s. I have one tractor that I bought last year that came with it. Most of the stuff, I think, that were in terms of the newer tractors comes with the rollover protection, does it not?
It does. I believe anything after 1987 had to have a roll bar or a cab, which would also act as that protection.
Right. Okay. So, again, the place to go, you've got a hotline number. Give us that again for you to figure out how to get your reimbursement for the rollover protection system that you put on your tractors.
So the phone number is 1-800-ROPS, R-O-P-S-R, for you. And you can also visit our website, ROPSR4U.org.
Right.
And you can apply online or by calling.
R-O-P-S, the letter R, the number 4, and the letter U. Now, let's talk about what happens in terms of the advice that you give to people. Do you get invited onto farms? Do you go to farms? How do you, or go to the forest where the forestry workers are, or you go to the dock where the fishermen are? How do you reach out? How do people, I get that they can go to the website, which again is necenter.org, but what happens? Is there an outreach program?
We do have an outreach program. So there's the Northeast Center, as you described, and our other sort of hat that we wear is the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health. And we sort of have three cores here. We have a research core, an occupational health core, and an outreach education core. So we have folks that are on farms practically every single day of the year and providing safety trainings in person or technical assistance, walkthroughs to identify safety hazards. So we have built up over the course of, over 30 years now, you know, a good reputation, especially in New York State and then beyond, that we really are, you know, experts in agricultural health and safety and there to sort of be the extra set of eyes and to help, you know, farmers with health and safety. I mean, they can be masters of so many things, but it's nice to be able to call upon someone and just get that second opinion.
So do you find that people that use your work, do you find there's an age thing to those who are more encouraged to deal with you than not?
You know, I think certainly there's openness in the younger and newer farmers, but at the same time, since we've been established for so long, we've got plenty of generational farmers and farmers that are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond that have used our services. And I think, again, they talk to their neighbors and, you know, people hear word of mouth that, you know, we're legit and really just there to help. So, you know, we serve farmers and farm workers of all types, you know, all across New York and through our partners all throughout the Northeast. And I'll mention, too, that we have sister centers that are funded around the country that do similar research and outreach in other areas. So,
and what would some of those other areas be, just as an example?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, obviously the Northeast, we're serving the farms here, but there are centers in the Midwest, based in Nebraska, based in Iowa, based in Illinois now, Washington State, California, Florida, Kentucky, and I might have missed Colorado. And those, now that's where the centers may be based, but they also work in the surrounding states. So collectively, through our health and safety mandates and we are really looking at agriculture across the nation. And as you mentioned, not just for farming, as we traditionally think of, but also in forestry and logging and in commercial fishing.
Mm-hmm. So what's the most serious injury that you find? Is there a common injury from the rollovers or from, I forgot to mention, I have a couple of old Farmall tricycle tractors. I won't let just anybody drive a tricycle tractor. I grew up on tricycle tractors. I know the Farmall H's and M's, and, you know, there are a few other international models that I had over the years, but mostly the M's. And they are, if you don't know what you're doing, they're very dangerous, especially you never use one of those tractors on the side hill. It just there's a lot of common sense involved in it. But because we're confronted, like every other business, with finding help, it's hard to find help. Sometimes the help that you get doesn't speak English particularly well. And so to train somebody in these things or to just educate them, a little of both, I guess they're one and the same, can be a very it's a daunting task, shall we say, and yet you can't and you ought not to make these tractors illegal, because that's not going to fix the problem, because people are going to have them whether they're legal or illegal. How do you make sure that some of the things, I remember a friend of mine rolled over a Farmall, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, broke his neck. and his back, he survived. But he was lucky. And so in that circumstance, are those the biggest kind of problems you have with traumatic injury?
Certainly machinery and tractors are a huge contributor to that. Same would go with other types of farm implements, skid steers, etc. You know, anything when you have energized moving parts, whether it's a power takeoff shield, you know, power takeoff that's rotating at 540 revolutions per minute. You know, and I think our solution is, you know, there's what is called the hierarchy of control. So, you know, the more that we can either eliminate or remove these hazards is great. And then you move through, how do you make administrative changes? How do you substitute something different? And then in the last line of defense, how do you protect the worker, whether it's through personal protective equipment or shielding, for example, like on a power takeoff shield? So we kind of look through the whole options of things where what's the best solution, where maybe farmers don't have to think about it, what that solution is. You know, you have so many things to think of in the day. So
yeah, but there's a practical side to knowing instinctively and protecting yourself and your family, because lots of the folks listening to this program are on family farms. So the son and daughter, perhaps the grandson, granddaughter, are working on the farm. And if they aren't told, I say this to every single person on the farm, it may be that we have an older piece of equipment that doesn't have a shield on it. Never wear loose clothing around the equipment. And maybe there's a practical example. I had a friend who he used to be a baseball player, actually, for the Red Sox, and he had a farm in a town not far from me, and he was under the truck. There was a problem with the dump body working properly. He left the power takeoff shaft running, got underneath the truck, had on a loose-fitting jacket. He was dead in 4 minutes. And so it's so graphic, yet that's the way sometimes to get through to some people. It's, you know, sometimes you just have to hit people over the head with this, literally and figuratively. Dr. Erica Scott is here from the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety. She's Deputy Director. We continue our focus on your health and safety, and where we can cut down the number, the fatality rate is about 23 or 24 deaths per 100,000 farm workers. That's going down, but it's not good enough when you look back to some other times, and then you look at other industries. Farming is the most dangerous industry in the country in reality. Continuing on in a matter of moments, let me remind you about how to take care of yourself. I was talking earlier about losing weight and being healthy that way. We all have to get a good night's rest. So I direct your attention to MyPillow.com, to the product catalog that's there, so you can go through and pick out some things that they have there that are practical solutions to your not getting a good night's rest. Among them, obviously, the namesake of the company, MyPillow. Great bargains right now. You can get queen-size pillows with the promo code DS. Normally $69.98, now $29.98, king size $34.98. What bargains? Bargains galore. I can give you all kinds of examples, but the better thing is to just go in. Look at the slippers that they have. Look at the mattress covers that they have. Look at all of the things that make your rest, which is so important, as something that you'll look forward to. Right now, 40% off on the new My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, a little square there, enter the promo code DS, and while you're there, look at the other things, all the deep discounts you can get with the DS code at MyPillow.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around on credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Could talk about this all day long. Dr. Erica Scott is here, the Deputy Director of the New York Center for Agricultural Medicine and Health and the Northeast Center for Occupational Health and Safety on the farm and on the water. How is it different? What do you give us a little bit of info on what it's like to talk to fishermen?
It's wonderful to talk to fishermen. I think that was a that was a case where our center, we had to really spend time on the docks and really get to know folks and make partnerships in those communities to be able to come in and get some advice from fishermen on what their biggest issues are in health and safety. And we took that information and went from there. But, you know, the commonalities between farmers and loggers and fishermen are that, you know, incredibly hardworking people that love what they do generally.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had the most wonderful interactions over the decades, and, you know, we're just really so lucky to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the place to go for info is anycenter.org. What about mental health? We're talking about physical health. What about the mental health and well-being? Suicide rates among farmers are at an all-time high.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, as we speak, colleagues of mine are actually teaching a mental health first aid class specifically tailored for agriculture in our local community. Mm-hmm. So inviting folks to be able to identify the signs of someone that might be struggling. And we also have research that is in this area and looking at ways to tailor mental health solutions for the farming community or the fishing community for that matter. I think there's work going on for commercial fishermen. So, you know, it's a definitely a important topic to tackle. And, you know, we're trying to learn new ways of talking to people about it and getting people to open up about it. I think that's also part of the puzzle.
So when you get down to brass tacks here, talking about some of these things we have been addressing, there's a rebate program for ropes. What about life jackets for fishermen or other things that are necessary for the job for farmers, fishermen?
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hour. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. As we get to the end of the month of January and start February, I was talking earlier about farm equipment and how you bring things around to having them ready for April. Maybe even we'll have an early spring to be able to go out in March and start doing what you need to do in the northern climes. I know it seems hard to believe because this week across much of the farm belt, we've had temperatures that were 0, 5 below, 15 below, 17 below. So it's hard to imagine that we could be out of the deep freeze. But listen, stranger things have happened. I was thinking about farm equipment in general and how, because everything has become so expensive, are you sharing some of your machine rigs? There are a number of associations around the country, and this is in Europe as well. Maybe we look at Europe, Sweden, Scandinavia, Germany, the amount of equipment sharing that goes on there. And in Canadian farmers, they're moving to form a number of machinery cooperatives up there as well. So when we look at what we do here, we have very few equipment sharing cohorts. But is that likely to change? There's a there's an outfit called the Letterbox Farm Collective, and then there's the Hawthorne Valley Association. Two collective equipment ownership models are available there so that they can try to work around the possible barriers that farmers have to sharing equipment. I know at certain times of the year, I can think of more when corn silage is being chopped, how many people there are, three or four guys that I know around in this part of Massachusetts and New England who have these huge 8 and 10 row harvesters, and they hire themselves out, and they can get 100 acres of corn or more done in a few hours, actually, if they have enough trucks to haul the silage back to the farm. I'm looking around at New York and New England mostly because that's where I am, and how these programs can work, how these organizations can work. Pooling resources. When it comes to farm equipment, there are a lot of advantages to doing it. So I mean, this is because this is my time to share my thoughts with you. I'm thinking about how you could do this. All of you getting together, the equipment, obviously, this is more of an informal thing, I think, for most people. I know there's one farm nearby here about a seed cleaner, and then the farmer started lending it out to others, and then there was a little concern because everybody wanted it at once. But they figured it out among themselves. Some farmers had to work at night. Some farmers had to work around the clock. But they the collaborative got together. In this one circumstance, I saw a collaborative that decided to purchase additional equipment, and they did it as a group, which I think is cool. Is there a drawback to this? Yeah, again, it's who's using it and when is it going to be available? Because everybody wants seeders, obviously, at the same time. We want corn choppers at the same time. We want balers at the same time. So it's something to figure out. But some people are actually using there is an approach through the Farm Bureau. I think that, at least here around where I am, the Farm Bureau has the ability to try to put people together. Equipment cooperatives. I'm looking at, let's see, 1, 2, 3 that have been formed, actually a formal corporation, an LLC, which limits the liability of the farmer members and the facilities that are letting this stuff out, if you will. In a sense, I suppose, it's like renting equipment. Yeah, it could be considered like you go out and you rent a piece of equipment, like you might rent a truck that you need from Penske for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. This is the same kind of thing, but you're not going to find Penske with a baler or a seeder or a corn chopper. They're not going to do that. So it's up to you to put together a co-op, and you figure out how everybody puts so much money into it, and then they are able to, I think about this, it's a great idea for where I am. I'm thinking about doing it with a couple of pieces of equipment myself. So anyway, I think the bottom line here is sharing is caring when it comes to farm equipment. Some things you just don't need to own. So maybe you get together with some of your pals and you figure out how to put together a co-op so that you can use the equipment in a collective sense. A suggestion, an idea from the open.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.